The History of Socialism and Capitalism by Naya Ferguson and Victor Davis Hanson, Hoover Institution at Stanford University, 2020. A Brief Book Summary by Benjamin J. Montoya, Ph.D. Capitalism, Socialism, and Nationalism, Lessons from History. Capitalism and socialism are words commonly used that remain important to understand. Capitalism is characterized by private ownership of the means of production, and where investment is governed by private decision on prices and production, and the distribution of goods and services are determined mainly by competition in a free market. Capitalists tend to focus on extolling economic growth that their system creates. Socialism is an economic and political system in which collective or governmental ownership and control plays a major role in the production and distribution of goods and services, and in which the government frequently intervenes or substitutes for markets. Socialists focus on the egalitarian nature of their system and argue that socialism is more compassionate in outcomes than is the free market. It has been routinely claimed that capitalism leads to socialism because of supposed inherent problems within capitalism. Number one, creative disruption is rarely popular. Number two, capitalism itself tends towards oligopoly. Number three, intellectuals are susceptible to socialism. And number four, many bureaucrats and politicians are also susceptible to socialism. Socialism has presented itself as the solution to the problems capitalism supposedly has. It claims that if the government owned real estate and the means of production, that the problems of socialism would be solved. Popular advocates of socialism have been the likes of Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. Adherents of socialism may have some valid critiques of capitalism. For example, inequality did rise because of the Industrial Revolution. Furthermore, with that, more income went to the top 5% of society. So, as economic growth occurs, it is not equal in the sense that socialists consider equal. Socialism, however, has always failed. It never delivers on its promises. It always results in the economic ruin of the countries who have implemented it. So, the track record of socialism continues to be a major overlooked issue. That is why countries who have tried it have ended up abandoning it, especially when global economic crises occurred. Socialism particularly seemed to have died out altogether after the two world wars. In fact, countries that moved away from socialism improved economically despite all the claims to the contrary. Socialists made critical mistakes. Number one, their iron law of wages did and does not exist. Number two, workers were also consumers. Number three, nation-states are able to adapt. Number four, when the state takes ownership of something, it becomes incredibly inefficient. Number five, their system never works. Despite the complete historic track record of unending failure, socialism continues to make resurgence. Why, then, would the current younger generation, particularly Gen Z members, be proponents of socialism? First, many of them have no idea about history. Second, modern-day universities do not teach about these kinds of issues because many of the professors ascribe to socialism. Third, what the younger generation really wants is not socialism. They just want some of the supposed benefits of socialism, single-payer health care, and free education. They don't want everything else that comes with socialism, giving up freedoms and property ownership. Our socialist future? Despite socialism's historical failures, the younger generation has begun to champion at least some of socialism's political ideas in the face of more recent events. This generation is not actually being made aware of the history of socialism's failures. It is more so that the pain and frustration stemming from recent events has made them more inclined to some of the so-called benefits of socialism. Recent history has seen a global pandemic, what many perceive to be notable incidents of racial discrimination, and much more. So, there is much that has prompted a reconsideration of the political landscape. Furthermore, Many of the younger generation are faced with lots of student loan debt from earning unmarketable college degrees, and skills that have left them struggling to find a job that they thought their degrees would land them. This reality has altered an entire generation's customs, habits, and mentalities. This has also been a factor for people delaying marriage and childbearing. If they don't have the money to support themselves, it becomes much harder to do more. It is concluded that there is something wrong with the economic system, not with the choices they themselves made. But universities have not taught the younger generation about the death tolls of socialistic murderers like Fidel, Che, Stalin, and Mao. Instead, this generation is only being shown part of the large pie that makes up socialism, only what people want them to see. The media has also highlighted a new squad of political socialist advocates in the likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat from New York, Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, Ayanna Pressley, Democrat from Massachusetts, and Rashida Tlaib, Democrat from Michigan. The types of policies that they have advocated for include a 70 to 80% income tax rate, a wealth tax on previously taxed capital, reparation payments to African Americans, open borders, Medicare for all, free health care for illegal aliens, radical changes in the U.S. legal system, such as abolishing the Electoral College, packing the Supreme Court, allowing 16-year-olds and ex-felons to vote, and transitioning to mail balloting in place of Election Day polling booths. Copyright 2025, Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only, and except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced, in whole or in part, without express written permission.